You are listening to the Majlis program on Radio Islam Medium Wave 1548, and we are paying tribute to the late Hafiz Abdul Rahman Mia Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. The voice you were listening to was that of Maulana Taha Karan Damat Barakatuhum, who was talking about his illustrious Ustad. Dear listeners, Ramadan is just around the corner. Let us listen and pay attention and also bring into practice the advices of Hafiz Abdul Rahman Rahmatullah Alayh pertaining to Ramadan and his a'mal, his actions in this month, as you know, given to us by Maulana Taha Karan. And as we go along, the other ulama will also make an indication in this direction. Let us also try and emulate ourselves and act like Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahib with so much of recitation of the Quran Kareem in the month of Ramadan. Just two announcements. The one is that you can continue to send your messages for the screen, 011-854-1548. The SMS number is 084-512-0621. The email address onair@radioislam.co.za. And I just got one SMS here. It's from our my co-presenter, Maulana Shafiq Haji Sahib. And he mentions here that Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahib, he was at the funeral, he was at the ghusl rather, and he saw that Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi's right hand, the fingers were in the dhikr form. And secondly, he mentions that the features of Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi, were very similar to those of Maulana Yusuf bin Nori, Rahmatullah Alayhi. And this is very, very important, because many of the people that we have spoken to, they have, you know, emphasized on this point that Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh was very, very close to the late Maulana Yusuf bin Nori Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. So much so that when Maulana Yusuf bin Nori Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh came to South Africa, that is the only time when Hafiz Sahib took a bit of a lengthy leave from his Hifz class, because on the insistence of his close friend, he wanted him to accompany him throughout his throughout the country on his journeys. And it is mentioned that they went for Hajj together as well, and they were very, very close to one another. And there's another incident with regards to Maulana Yusuf bin Nori. Inshallah, we will come to that a little bit later on. We know that Maulana Taha Karan Sahib mentioned that Hafiz Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh gave him direction in life. And he also, you know, encouraged him to start a madrasa. And today that madrasa is flourishing in Cape Town. And all the rewards will go to Hafiz Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib Ishaq Damat Barakatum, again from the preface of the kitab Dhikrullah Lil Alameen, he says that he heard Hafiz Sahib making this dua on many occasions, that, "Oh Allah, produce a jama'at of ulama in South Africa. Oh Allah, produce a jama'at of ulama in South Africa, a large group." And Allahu Akbar, look at how this dua has been accepted. The large group has been produced, and Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh has been accepted as the means of this last group of ulama coming into existence. Look at Darul Ulum Azad, the rector studied under him. Our asatiza, Mawlana Hassan Dokrat Sahib, Damat Barakatum, we're going to be listening to him in a short while. He was a student there. Mawlana Abdullah Ismail Sahib, Mawlana Musa Lorgat Sahib, Hafiz Jasad Sahib, Kari Ismail Sahib. That is just in one Darul Ulum. You'll hear from the ulama a little bit later on, from Darul Ulum Kempenown, Darul Ulum Ispingo Beach. Throughout the country, there are people who are directly linked to Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahib, or indirectly linked. And Maulana Taha Karan spoke about his Ramadan. In Ramadan, he practically demonstrated the meaning of Shahrul Quran, the meaning of the month of the Quran. He emulated the lifestyle of our Kabir with the excessive involvement in the recitation of the Quran Kareem. Because this month of Ramadan, dear listeners, it has a definite link with the Quran Kareem. Almost all the scriptures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were revealed in this month. The Quran Kareem was also brought from the Lawh-e Mahfuz to the Sama'i Dunya in this month of Ramadan. And as Maulana had indicated, that Jibreel Amin and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to make dua, they used to recite to one another. So Ramadan is just around the corner. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to spend a Ramadan in the way that Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi had spent it, or at least to try our best to come as close as possible. Again, I mentioned that the lines are open. You give your message to the engineer and he will place it on the screen. After the next two alims, then we will open up the lines again for 10 minutes and the callers can come on air. The number 011-854-1548, the SMS number 084-512-0621, the fax number 011-854-7024, the email address onair@radioislam.co.za. And another reminder that this is the third program that we are having in tribute to the late Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. If you want the cassettes or the CD, or if you want it in MP3 format, you can get it as a special price. Call the number 011-854-7022 to place your order. The next alim that we are going to be listening to, his name is Maulana Hassan Dokrat Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, and he is a ustad in Darul Ulum Azad, but actually is the head of ta'alim, a very senior ustad there, and a great alim, and a very, very learned scholar. And let us now listen to what Maulana Hassan Sahib has to say about Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh.
الإسلام أبنى الخالدين أيها السليك دون الصالحين يا أخ الإسلام أبنى الخالدين قم بنا فالكون مشلول اليقين قم بنا فالأرض أوحال وطين قم بنا فالكون مشلول اليقين قم بنا فالأرض أوحال وطين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. With regard to the late Hafiz Abdurrahman Mia Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, where to start or where to end, it's so difficult. Hazrat was such a human being. Probably our eyes have never seen such a person. It's so difficult to discuss the Mawlana's qualities. But however, in the next few moments, I'm going to try my utmost to express my own feelings, how I, what you call, found Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali to be. Each person speaks to his own experiences. And I'm going to try and mention just a few things with regard to Hafiz Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. My first encounter or meeting with Hafiz Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was, of course, when I went to the Waterfall Islamic Institute that is in Yasfam in 1972. I just want to stress a bit on this initial meeting, because those who knew Hafiz Sahib Rahmatullah Ali will probably agree that Hafiz Sahib's robe that all he held people in was tremendous. When I first met Hafiz Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, I was probably about 16 years old. And I went to Niyaz Farm. I just use the word Niyaz Farm because everyone is aware of the place. When I went to Niyaz Farm, I went with the intention of doing Hibs, of course. But on meeting Mawlana the first time, I was so overawed. You know, not necessarily fear, but rather that intense admiration for Hafiz Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. You know, totally charged with reverence and respect for him. And I asked myself, how am I going to sit before this man in the Hafiz class? So for 2-3 weeks, I didn't go to the Hafiz class. I joined the others in the normal Maktab Madrasa. And 2 or 3 weeks later, Hafiz Sahib Rahmatullah Ali met me outside. And he passed his hand over my head. And he spoke to me very sweetly and kindly, and that wonderful and attractive smile of his. And he told me, "Bhai, you're supposed to be in the Hafiz class." And prior to this, I didn't meet him. Prior to this, I just saw him from a distance. I didn't have the guts, so to say, to meet Hafiz Sahib. And he told me, "Look, you're supposed to be in the Hafiz class. I want to see you after Asr Namaz in the Jamaat Khana." After Asr Namaz, I went to the Hafiz class, and that's where my Hibs, of course, started officially. You know, there are so many aspects to touch of Hafiz Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, but I think, you know, just first of all, his firasat, that intuitive knowledge which a person possesses. Hafiz Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was an expert in reading people. Honestly, if I think of the hadith, anzilun nas manazilahum, I think of Hafiz Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, that he treated each person accordingly. During my stay with Hafiz Sahib for 5 years, five and a half years, I've always felt that Hafiz Sahib had a lot of foresight. He had this keen eye of human character. And I wouldn't say I was an outstanding student in Niyaz Farm. But being very shy, being very fearful also, I think Hafiz Sahib Rahmatullah Ali probably recognized this in me. And for 5 years, 5 and a half years while I was on the farm, Hafiz Sahib never lifted a finger on me. He never hit me. He never treated me harshly. He never spoke to me in a very angry tone. And I must admit that I wasn't, as I said just now, I wasn't such a wonderful student. But at the same time, Hafiz Sahib treated me in a totally different manner. You know, what can I say? You know, to talk about your own experiences, to talk, you know, sometimes you talk of the, we sometimes get the impression that when you talk of a buzurg or a big person, we're trying to show ourselves. But how else do you portray the person's character and his manners if we don't speak of ourselves with regard to them? Anyway, while being in a farm, as I mentioned, I wasn't a very wonderful student or anything, but Hafiz Sahib always treated me very kindly, very sympathetically, so much so, I may just mention this by the way, that I was a sports fanatic. And those who were with us in Niyaz Farm in those days will know this year, sports was in our blood. And I can go to this extent also, that Hafiz Sahib even condoned my playing sports. You know, I can even remember him once calling me upstairs to the office and telling me that, "Bhai, I can see You love sports tremendously. Okay, I am giving you officially from my side, I'm telling you that on Sunday you must go play your soccer or your cricket, whatever it is, but I want you back in the class on Monday morning and you should know your sabak. This is something which is very rare. For a ustad to be able to understand the temperament of the student in such a way, it's indeed something very rare. Hafiz Sahib Rahmatullah Ali possessed this year. Other aspects, what can I say? You know, Hafiz Sahib was such a kamil person, such a perfect and complete human being. You know, his compassion towards the students. I mean, where would you see the ustad giving the student a hiding and within the next second, practically, smiling at the student, looking at him, and when I think of it now, when I see Hafiz Sahib, when I think of this aspect, you know, I just see the beautiful smile of Hafiz Sahib. He's got a stick in the hand, he gives the guy a shot, and the next moment he looks at the guy and he smiles at the person. You know, I think the guy with a hardest heart, you know, would melt at that moment. Hafiz Sahib's compassion was tremendous on the student. You know, his piety, what can I say about his piety? Hafiz Sahib was one of his kind in that time of our life. I mean, if I think of piety, the face I see before me is Hafiz Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. His devotion in his salat, his treatment of people, when the Akabirin used to come from Indo Park, his humility before them, the utter respect they had for him. In fact, while in India, we used to often hear the ulama speak there, that in South Africa, in Nyasam, there is a great wali of Allah. You know, I would mention one particular incident especially. In 1972, when I started Hifz in Nyasam, I remember so vividly, so clearly, that one morning, in Ramadan, after Fajr Salat, I didn't know my sabak that morning. I was alone with Hafiz Sahib Rahmatullah Ali in the Jamaat Khana. There was no one else. All the other students had finished their job. They had gone back to bed. I was sitting with Hafiz Sahib alone in the Jamaat Khana. So Hafiz Sahib tells me that he was not scolding me, but rather with kindness advising me. And he asks me, are you prepared to meet your Allah and your Rasul? So, of course, I shook my head. I said, no, Hafiz Sahib, I'm not prepared yet. So he says, then what are you doing then? You know, when these were his words, he says, my bell is ringing. You know, my bell is ringing. I want to meet my Allah and my Rasul now. This Hafiz Sahib uttered 32 to 33 years ago, that my bell is ringing. I want to meet my Allah and my Rasul. Now, can you imagine thereafter what state Hafiz Sahib must have reached in taqwa and piety? So, nevertheless, we spent the 5 years with Hafiz Sahib. We all, I'm sure every person who studied under him, will think very fondly of Hafiz Sahib. Indeed, his compassion was such that I can't compare it to anyone else. I've got to emphasize on this point here that, you know, especially for those out there, all those involved in the field of teaching, Hafiz Sahib was a wonderful example of how to treat students. He was strict, you know, he was stern, but he wasn't harsh. At the same time, he was very compassionate, but you couldn't take him for a ride also. So, such qualities, you know, very few in this world possess. And Hafiz Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was among the rare people who possessed these qualities. There are so many other incidents could relate, but as I said earlier, you speak of your own experiences with a person. After finishing off in Nyasam, I remember I went to the teacher's training college to do teaching. I wanted to become a teacher. And Hafiz Sahib was angry about this year. Well, I spent a few days at the college, and finally I decided that, look, this is not for me. I have to still pay attention to my Quran. So I went back to the hostel, and Mohsab was very, very pleased and happy that I've left the college and that I'm deciding to go to India to go and study. He told me that, look, by before you go to India, come and see me. Before leaving for India, I went to go and meet him at the farm, and he told me, look, I want to give you some money. You must take for some poor people there and some institutions, etc., etc. And then after counting the money in front of me, he gives me a sum of money. And in those days, it was quite a huge sum of money. And he tells me, this is for you. I was stunned because, you know, I wasn't a top student in the madrasa. I knew Hafiz Sahib used to show this kindness towards certain students who had excelled in their learning. I was just, you know, not that so dedicated in my studies. But then to his kindness and his generosity, he gives me this huge sum of money. He tells me, this is for you. So I tell him, Hafiz Sahib, you know, I've got sufficient money. I don't need more funds. He tells me, no, I'm your ustad, how can you tell me no? And this much I can say, that when I went to India, this was my niyat always. Whatever some Hazrat gave me, the first lot of kitab I buy, my niyat is that it is with Hafiz Sahib's money. And alhamdulillah, I'm sure I can say that with his du'as and that tawajjuh of his towards everyone, of course, and myself particularly, in my particular case, I can see and I know and I've experienced his barakat and his tawajjuh has borne fruit. You know, this is not a matter of self-praise. But as I said, my praise is for Hafiz Sahib Rahmatullahi in totality. Hazrat's piety cannot be, you know, is incomparable. In Ramadan, I remember he used to listen to everyone's sabak. You know, 90 to 100 students listen to their sabak, listen to their door, listen to the door of the students going for Taraweeh, listen to the door of the ulama in the madrasa, on the farm, who used to come and recite before him, and he used to listen to them. And with all that, he used to spend so much time on his own in tilawat. I just want to mention in conclusion one hadith. You know, a hadith we've all heard, زَيِّنُ الْقُرْآنَ بِأَصْوَاتِكُمْ, that Rasulullah s.a.w. said that beautify the Qur'an with your voices, with your tongue, with your voices. Generally, we understand the hadith to be that you must read the Qur'an in a beautiful voice. But you know, there's another version also of that hadith where Rasulullah s.a.w. reported and said that زَيِّنُ أَصْوَاتَكُمْ بِالْقُرْآنِ, that beautify your voice, your tongues with the Qur'an. Not the other way around, but rather beautify your voices with the Qur'an. And the ulama have explained this to mean that be preoccupied in the recitation of the Qur'an. And be enamored in love, with love for the Qur'an. Be enamored for love with the Qur'an. And they also mentioned that it means that make the Qur'an your sign, your token, your identification mark. You know, make it your identification mark, make it your zenith, your adornment. And when I think of this, when I read this before me, then there's only one place I see in front of me, and that is Hafiz Sahib Rahmatullahi, who indeed made the Qur'an his shi'ar, who made the Qur'an his identity, who made the Qur'an his adornment. What else can I say? All I can say at this moment is that may Allah ta'ala fill his qabr with noor. May Allah elevate his status in Jannah, and let us, inshallah, benefit by having learned under him, by having him being our mentor, as he made us line up in his blue train, which we used to call him Yasam, and we didn't know our sabak used to make us line up, and we used to walk behind him. Inshallah, may Allah ta'ala make it such that we join his blue train, even in Jannah. For these few words, I want to bring an end to this year. May Allah ta'ala grant us all with the benefit of the Hafiz Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi. Amen.
أيها السالك درب الصالحين يا أخ الإسلام أبنى الخالدين.
Radio Islam, medium wave 1548, and we are paying tribute to the late Hafiz Abdul Rahman Mia Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. We know Maulana Hassan Dokrat Sahib there mentioning that 30 years ago, Hafiz Sahib told him that I am ready now to meet my Allah and to meet my Rasul. How many of us are at that spiritual level and have our actions in so good order that we can make such a statement? Maulana spoke about his firasat, his foresight. How many hostel boys used to run away due to the harsh circumstances they had to live in there in Mia's farm, but he brought them back with a lot of love and compassion. Because he had hopes for these people, he knew in his heart that these students, inshallah, are going to make that great jama'at of ulama for whom he was always wishing and making dua. And today we are all sitting back and we are enjoying the results. We want to know a fatwa. We pick up the phone and we phone the Jamiat. The Jamiat Muftis, they have studied in the Darul Ulooms, and the Darul Ulooms rector and the founder has studied by Hafiz Abdul Rahman. Just to give one example, there are many, many examples. Then he went on to mention the temperament of Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi is so important. He treated each child according to his individual needs. Today, we want the children to be accustomed to the Ustad's needs. It's either my way or the highway, go. And if you don't want to learn, I don't care. It does not harm me in any way. But this was not his approach. He looked at every student as an individual and, you know, went down to their level and treated them as he thought it would be fit to treat that particular student. And that's why he didn't lose many students. That's why so many students who may not have benefited anywhere else, they benefited in the company of Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. A family member mentions that Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahib, he once said that a small child is like a tree. If you let it grow crooked from a young age, then when it's old and you want to straighten it, you will break it. Therefore, it's very important that this young child must be, you know, shown the right direction and brought up in the right manner from a young age. With a lot of compassion, with a lot of love, and with a lot of hikmah. So that you make it straight, so at a later time, then there is no need now to, you know, to go and correct it, because then it becomes very, very difficult. These are the advices, these are the lessons that we learn from the life of Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahab, Rahmatullah Alayh. One SMS here, Assalamu Alaikum. I just want to say that Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahab was the ustad of my late brother Hafiz Abdul Salam Uni, who is the son of Maulana Uni. And my memories is how he used to speak so fondly and with so much love of his ustad. And he always said that his ustad treated him like his own son. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them both Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen. From Habiba Uni. Then there is another SMS here. They mentioned that, this is actually a mayit announcement, and I have this mayit announcement in front of me. It's a mayit of Marhuma Fatima Wadi. It will leave from number 23 Kingfisher Street in Extension 1, Nijam. The pickup time is 11 o'clock tonight, and the Janaza Salah will be performed at 11 at the Avalon Qabristan. That is the mayit of Marhuma Fatima Wadi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us and all the marhumin forgiveness and Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen. We are busy paying tribute to the late Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahab, Rahmatullah Alayh. Coming up next on the list of ulama that we have is Mufti Ibrahim Desai. Now this is one alim who needs no introduction. Okay, like, where do we start? Mufti Ibrahim Saab is a ustad of hadith in the Darul Uloom and Camperdown. He is the head mufti there. He runs the Darul Iftah at the Darul Uloom Camperdown. He runs a very famous website, askmufti.com, subject to correction. And he answers many, many fatwas on a daily basis on the internet. Then he is involved in the Jamiatul Ulama Natal, and there also he is the head mufti of the Jamiatul Ulama Natal, and there are many, many other things he is involved in. And whose student is he? Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahab, Rahmatullah Alayh. Let us now listen to the words of Mufti Ibrahim Desai Sahab, Damat Barakatum. أراد الله أن يبقى وأمر الله مسموع أراد الله أن يبقى وأمر الله مسموع على الدنيا ومنشور كتاب الله دستور بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد It is only the fazl and the grace of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala guided my late father to Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahab Rahmatullahi Alayhi. My late father was known as Chotamota Desai, and there were two Chotamota Desais from Natal, and both of them were in contact with Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahab, Rahmatullahi Alayhi. One was my late father, and one was Chotamota Desai of Amzinto, that is Qari Ismail Sufi's father. We are four brothers, and it is only the fazl and the grace of Almighty Allah Ta'ala that all of us had a good fortune of being the students of Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahab. Three brothers, Alhamdulillah, we have completed his under Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahab, and the fourth brother, he did approximately 13 juz of the Quran Kareem. My father was in contact with Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahab from the 1960s. We were from Richmond, and my father was a taxi driver. When my elder brother, Hafiz Ahmad Saeed, he used to come to Niaz Farm, so my father used to bring other students also from Richmond to study by Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahab. And Alhamdulillah, with the fazl of Almighty Allah Ta'ala, most of those students from Richmond also complete the hijj, and many of them, Alhamdulillah, are prominent ulama in the country at this stage. I personally came to Niaz Farm in 1975, and I stayed there for 5 years until 1980. I came from a very poor family, and it was outstanding quality of Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahab that he would show a lot of love, care, affection and attention to people of poor families. And he would never distinguish between the rich and the poor. I still recall the time that we should not get any spending money, and we used to see children coming from more affluent families. They were able to go to a tuck shop. They were able to have other comfort and luxury that we were not able to have. Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahab was very sensitive to that, and he used to deposit spending money in the tuck shop so that we could also enjoy those comforts and luxuries that rich people used to enjoy. And in this way, we were not disadvantaged with any kind of comfort while staying in the presence and benefiting from Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahab. When I was in my first year in Niaz Farm, I had a problem with my eye, and I had to go to St. John's Hospital. I recall that time when I came out from the hospital, and I was in the office, and Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahab immediately embraced me. He physically took me and made me sit on his lap, and he actually kissed me on my forehead and showed me so much of love and care and attention. At that time, I was probably 12 years of age. And I did my hijj day, and I completed. It was another student who was also from a very affluent family who completed his hijj. So myself and my brother, Maulana Muhammad Desai, who is presently prominent ustad of hijj in Madrasa Talimuddin, Spingo Beach, we completed hijj on the same night.
And it was procedure there that the rich people would probably give gifts and chocolates and chips and whatever to the students. And we could not afford that. I recall Hazrat Rahman Sahab had called his son, and I think it was by Ishaq, and told him that these two students will be completing his tonight, get some chocolates on their behalf from the tuck shop. And Hazrat did as though we had brought the chocolates and we presented those as gifts to the students. He was very sensitive to the feelings of the poor children. One also very outstanding quality of Hazrat Sahab was that he was very punctual in his time, and he would never give leave to any student before the holidays. It so happened one day my father came from Richmond, and he came one day before the holiday could start. So Hazrat Rahman Sahab took him to the office, and this I heard from my father personally, told him that you have come to fetch your children. Don't you know that tomorrow is the holiday, and you have come one day ahead of time to fetch your children? Don't you have any qadar of the Quran? What respect do you have for the Quran? Don't you know that still one day is left for the student to holiday to start, and one day how much nuksan and how much loss there will be to the children? He took him to office. He said, oh, Chodawata, this is your money. You have come here to take your children. This is the money for the petrol. You go back home. I'll send the children home myself tomorrow. So this was the qadar that Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahab had for the Quran Kareem, and was so sensitive, dedicated to that. And it is because of the barakat of that Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala put some qadar of the Quran Kareem in our hearts as well. I recall my father, at one stage, he was in some financial difficulty, and he had to pay a large amount of money to purchase a house. It was a family estate, and he had no alternative. He would have no assistance from anyone, so he turned toward Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahab. So he comes to Niyasam, and it was a normal habit of Hafiz Sahab that when any visitor would come there, he would make them sit in the classes and sit the children to a visitor and make visitor listen to the Quran Kareem. So my father also, after presenting his request to Hafiz Sahab didn't say anything, Mawsa did not say anything, and my father sit in the class and to listen to his few children's Quran Kareem. Thereafter, he went to the office, Mawsa made arrangement for the money and gave the money to my father as a loan. Then Mawsa asked my father that how would you be going back to Natal? He said that I will be taking the train, I don't have sufficient funds. Mawsa told him that it's very dangerous for you to travel by train with this amount of money. And he personally booked the plane ticket with his own money, and he had sent my father with his own expenses to Natal, the money that he had advanced him as a loan. So this was a lot of care, love, attention, and it was not only his teaching, but he was directly involved even in our family lives as well. When I completed my hijz, and it was Malsab's mashwara that I should not advance and I should not go further in secular education, I should go and become an alim of deen. I personally went up to standard 8, and I came out third in standard 8, and I thought that I would now take up the line of becoming a doctor. But it was Malsab's influence that my father said that you need to follow Malsab's mashwara and you have to go to India. Malsab personally undertook the responsibility to pay my tickets and the tickets of my brother Maulana Muhammad, and he sent us to India, Madrasa Talimuddin, Gujarat in Dabel. And besides that, 8 years living there, every month he had made arrangements for our monthly expenses to be paid, and we used to go to Maulana Abdul Haqmiya, Malsab's brother, and collect our monthly expenses from him. And also Malsab has sent a message to him that should these boys require anything, even during the holiday time, then fulfill all that for them and try to make them as comfortable as possible. Alhamdulillah, I stayed there for 8 years, came back, and when I came back, Malsab was very proud of us, and he actually gave a lot of advice on nasihat, and he said that whatever knowledge Allah has given, make use of it, propagate it, promote it for the sake and for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. This time is so limited and to speak so much about Hafiz Sahab, but these are just a few words. And in conclusion, I must say that we can only make qadar of a ni'mat after the ni'mat is gone, and we appreciate him now more than we really should appreciate him whilst in his lifetime. We make dua that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gives him Jannatul Firdaus, and Allah must give him jazai khair on behalf of us, the greatest jaza that ever ustad could get on behalf of his student. Jazakumullahu ahsan al jaza, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
سالك درب الصالحين يا أخ الإسلام يا ابن الخالدين.
Hafizab Rahmatullah Alayhi did not have much in terms of the financial aspects. But look at the way he was ready to help his Muslim brother. Again, the hadith of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam comes to mind. Something to the effect, Allahu fi auni abdihi ma kana al-abdu fi auni akhi. Aw kama qala Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continue helping his slave as long as his slave will continue to help his Muslim brother. Now this was Hafizab Rahmatullah Alayhi's qualities, that he did not have much himself, but he was prepared to give this person who was the father of Mufti Ibrahim Desai Sahib Damat Barakatum alone. There is a great reward in the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam which is mentioned for people who sincerely give loans, especially to people who are in distress, who are in need, and when they cannot meet the payment on the stipulated date, then they extend the time and they extend the date. One student's father, it is mentioned, was in a financial crisis and he wanted to take his son out of Mias Farm and out of the his class. Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi could not tolerate this. He could not see it happen. He told the father that here's groceries. He used to buy groceries and give it to the father, but he could not tolerate to see that one boy must leave his Hafiz class. He had so many students, but he did not want even one to leave. Look at how he used to take care of the poor students. Mufti Sahib is mentioning that they did not come from a very wealthy family. And we sometimes, as Asatiza today, we are inclined to the rich students because we want to be in the good books. We want to be in the favorable books of their parents. So this was the ikhlas. This was the ikhlas that Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi had. And Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam mentions in a hadith of Abu Dawud Sharif that seek me among your weak ones for you are given provision and help only because of the weak amongst you. Seek me among your weak ones, for you are given provision and help only because of the weak amongst you. And this was a hadith which Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to make amal upon. The time now is 10 past 10 and we are going to open up the lines again for another 10 minutes or so inshallah. The number to dial 011-854-1548. 011-854-1548. We have a caller online from Durban. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam. It's Ahmad Saeed Desai from Richmond.
See, brother, go ahead.
Knowing Hafiz Abdul Rahman from the year 1967 to 1973, for what I was and for what I am today, I make lakh lakh shukr to Allah that He has made me a wonderful person. With all the students that have studied with me in Mias Farm, we all should make dua together and make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give Hafiz Abdul Rahman the highest stages in Jannah inshallah. Jazakumullah khair.
Jazakumullah for your call. Brother, we have a few SMSs that I want to go through. The one says, Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah, we were very fortunate to spend time with Hafiz Saab on Thursday nights, and he used to wait to share some nasihat with us. One great advice was, always make niyyah before any amal. Always make niyyah before any amal. How important. When you make niyyah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants you the reward. Sometimes we do things, we think we just do it out of habit. For example, our parents send us to do something, or we do something for our spouses, etc. But we do not realize that if we do it with the intention behind it, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us the reward. We have another caller on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
See, brother, you can go ahead.
Just would like to say that due to my own unfortunate incident or my own unfortunate see, I happened to leave the company of Hafizab. But when we were leaving, Hafizab asked my father that, is there any other sons or anybody else that you can like replace me what, you know, like just to show that the amount of like grief Hafiz Saab had that a student is leaving, he wanted somebody else to like, you know, replace my position.
Jazakumullah for your call, brother. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that even that short while that you stayed in the company of Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, it will be a means of barakah for you. We have another mayyit announcement. The mayyit of Marhuma Zulaykha Varacha, the wife of Abdul Khalik Varacha, will leave from number 142 Sunbird Avenue in Extension 1, Lanesia. The pickup time there is at 10 o'clock and the Janaza Salah at quarter past 10 at the Avalon Kabristan. And the other mayyit announcement is the mayyit of Marhuma Fatima Wadi, which will leave from number number 23, Kingfisher Street, Extension 1, Lanesia. The pickup time there, 11 o'clock tonight, and the Janaza Salah will be at quarter past 11, all proceeding to the Avalon Kabristan. I have another SMS in front of me from a Molana. He mentions three aspects. Firstly, last year we could not get visas for Hajj. It was very difficult, so we went to Hazrat and we requested for du'as. He paused and then he replied and he said, convey my salams to all when you go. Immediately I understood Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us 12 visas out of 30. Then he mentioned that Hazrat was very similar in his appearance to Maulana Yusuf bin Nuri Sahab rahmatullah alayh. And he mentions that one of the advices that Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahab rahmatullah alayh always used to give is that check your intention at all times. It is the thermometer of acceptance. Check your intention at all times. It is the thermometer of acceptance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the same. Ameen. And he says, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Coming back to the fax that was sent to us by Maulana Ismail S.A. Desai from Amzimto, he goes on to mention here that cannot remember him taking holidays. Allahu Akbar. Today, as ustaz, as asatiza, we cannot wait for the holidays. Before I continue reading this fax, the number to dial 011-854-1548, 011-854-1548. If you want to come on air, we have another 5 minutes or so before we continue with the program. He mentions then he did not bother regarding criticism. He was a mountain of sabr, a really great quality for those involved in the khidmat of deen. We will continue with this fax in a moment. We have a call online. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Go ahead, brother.
Just telling about the humbleness of Hazrat Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahab rahmatullah alayhi. Like Maulana Taha Karan mentioned that during the Ramadan days, Hafiz Sahab used to listen to the students' door, etc. I was also given the privilege of reciting door to Hafiz Sahab. When we completed the Quran, the recitation to Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahab rahmatullah alayhi, before we could make shukriya and jazakallah to Hafiz Sahab for giving us the opportunity that he could listen to us, Hafiz Sahab said, jazakallah for giving me the opportunity of listening to you. That is the humbleness and humility of Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahab rahmatullah alayhi. Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Jazakumullah for that call, brother. And that is, very wonderful words and inspirational words we are listening. I think we have another caller on the line, brother Jad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Brother, go ahead.
Brother?
Ji.
Can I speak?
Ji, you can go ahead.
Okay. Alhamdulillah, I was in the company of Maulana Yusuf bin Nur rahmatullahi alayhi some time ago, and he mentioned that he saw a dream. Hafiz Abdul Rahman is carrying the flag of Islam, and all his students are marching behind him.
Allahu Akbar.
Jazakallah.
Jazakumullah for your contribution. The lines are open, 011-854-1548. We have 4 minutes or so, and then we are not going to take any calls for a while, and then we will open up the calls after listening to another three alims, sharing their memories about the illustrious Ustad, Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhim. Maulana goes on to mention in this fax that he used to say, Hafiz Abdul Rahman Rahmatullah Alayhim used to say that when you go to teach, make intention of tabligh, make intention of propagation. Then he says, just as an example of his dedication, during Ramadan, he arrived from home after Sehri, and he only returned home after the Taraweeh. And we know you will get more details on that as the other ulama speak about the month of Ramadan in the company of Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahab rahmatullah alayhim. He mentions that dedication, sincerity, I do not know what were the limits that he had. Yeah, it was so much education and so much sincerity. He had a passion also of gathering the malfuzat and the extracts regarding various topics and writing it down in his own books. And he mentions that he also has in his company, in his possession, photostats of these books of Hafiz Sahab rahmatullah alayhim. And we know Maulana Abbas Ali, Damat Barakatum, spoke about these books, and there are many of them in the writing of Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahab rahmatullah alayhim. We can only hope that these books are now going to be published so that they can benefit one and all. And then the facts concludes, it's from Ismail S.A. Desai from Amzinto. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him jazai khair as well for contributing in our to our program tonight. The time now 17 minutes past the hour of 10 o'clock. We have about 1.5 minutes before we close the line for calls. 011-854-1548. And I was just mentioning that, with regards to helping the poor children and helping the poor people, Hafiz Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh used to help even the parents of his students. He used to help even the parents of his students. And when the parent indicated that due to financial difficulty, he wanted to take out his barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ji, brother, you can go ahead.
One is regarding Hafiz Sahab when we were in Medina Munawara.
Ji.
Somebody introduced us to somebody very old, supposed to be from the family of Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu anhu. He asked us a simple question. He couldn't speak well Urdu. He just asked us, you know Hafiz Sahab? said yes. He said, give him my salam.
Obviously, the emotions are running very high there, but you know, a person who did not know Hafiz Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh, obviously there must have been some reason behind it where he wanted, his salams to be conveyed to Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh. We know the story has been mentioned when the Imam of Medina Munawwara, the Masjid al-Nabawi Sallallahu Alayhi Wasallam, Shaykh Huzaifi came, then he was asking the people that who is this Abdul Rahman, I want to meet him. And some have mentioned that he also told Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh that Nabi Sallallahu Alayhi Wasallam instructed me in a dream that I must convey his salams to you. Allahu Akbar, what a great privilege, what a great servant, and what a great saint. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to emulate him and to follow in his footsteps. We now continue with the program. Next we have Maulana Madani Desai, as he is commonly known. He is the principal of Darul Uloom, Kempedown, the same Darul Uloom where Mufti Ibrahim Desai Damat Barakatuhum teaches. And he also has some fond memories of the late Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh.
حلاك بالإيمان
من عنده رحمن
حلاك بالإيمان
يا خير إنساني اعمل بقرآني يا خير إنساني اعمل بقرآني.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين Sayyidina wa Nabiyina Mawlana Muhammadin wa ala Ali wa Sahabi Ajmain. Respected brothers, Hafiz Abdul Rahman Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh was a great inspiration to me in my entire career while I was a student at the Madrasa in Yas Farm and also while I was overseas studying in Pakistan. In 1964, I was 11 years old, I went to Hafiz Abdul Rahman accompanied by my parents who took me to Hafiz Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh to become a Hafiz. There, Hafiz Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh saw me. I was a very young boy at the time. And then he told my parents that this child, you leave him to me, and he is mine, and you go away home. In 1968, I left Miaz Farm, and thereafter I went to Pakistan to study. At that time, whilst I was there for the 4 years in Miaz Farm, Hafiz Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh took personal care of me. And thereafter, he see to my needs, educated me, and made my tarbiyat there. In 1969, I left for Pakistan to study, and there, whilst I was a student, Hafiz Rahmatullah Alayh also advised me through letters and through messages to my father that how should I spend my time studying in Pakistan. When I was in Miaz Farm, it was my daily habit once a week, I used to go to Hafiz Sahab's house. I used to stay there evenings there, have my showers, and then thereafter come up to the madrasa. And then Hafiz Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh used to see that I learned my work, and he personally used to teach me my sabak, and also he gave a special attention to me. He also had a very close and personal taluk with my family, with Haji Ahmad Desai Rahmatullah Alayh from Richmond, and he had a very close relationship with our entire family, with my brothers, my sisters, and alhamdulillah, we are very fortunate that my younger brother also became Hafiz of Quran by him. And we are fortunate in our family that the last Hafiz made by Hafiz Alhamdulillah Ali was my nephew, who is 11 years old now. I remember very well, whilst I was there, it was my responsibility to wait for him at the grounds and then read my Quran door from the grounds to the school and from the school to the madrasa. Once I remember that in Ramadan Mubarak, when I was 13 years old still, he asked me to perform Taraweeh. And I told him, I'm very young and I'm very afraid. He said to me that, no, you go, inshallah, you will get training here. And once you stand here, you will stand anywhere in the world, inshallah. So in my first time, I stood there on the musalla. Behind us was Hafiz Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh, Mufti Sanjavi Rahmatullah Alayh, and some senior ulama. And that was the first time that I performed Taraweeh there. Alhamdulillah, with that training and with that tarbiyat, alhamdulillah, that I am able to perform Quran, Taraweeh, anywhere, any place in the world. It was also very much touching to me that I remember that when we intended to open this madrasa, that I requested Hafiz Sahab that I want you to come to show me a place where I should open this madrasa. He came personally to Richmond, advised us, showed us, and thereafter place was shown to us to buy that place, purchase that place to open this madrasa. But this did not materialize. And thereafter, after a few years, This was done in 1986, about 18 years ago, that he had come to Richmond to show us this place. And thereafter, in 1994, alhamdulillah, the madrasa in Camperdown, we saw this place, and we started the madrasa in 1994. Hafiz Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was also very instrumental in finding me a part of my life, that he had told me that I had spoken to this family, you go there and tell your mother to go there, and they are waiting for you. At the same time, Hafiz Sahib Rahmatullah Ali had special tawajjuh towards our madrasa. When I started first to go out collections for the madrasa, I went to him and I told him, Hazrat, I'm going for collections. I'm starting to build a madrasa. Give me some advice and show me some way forward. Hafiz Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said that this is from my side. Inshallah, Allah will help you and you will have no problem and you won't have any difficulty. Alhamdulillah, today the madrasa is now established for about 9 years. And alhamdulillah, from this madrasa, the fares and the barakat of Hafiz Sahib Rahmatullah Ali is flowing to different parts of the world. The very other important thing which we had with Hafiz Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, that our taluk and our personal relationship remain with this family till today. I remember when I used to go with my entire family, with my son, with my children, my grandchildren, we used to sit in the room, used to give us special advices, and at the same time when we used to leave, I used to pull off my turban and I tell him, I said, place your hands on my head so your shadow can remain on our head and we benefit from your presence. So this was Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, that he had given special care. Whenever I went to him, he used to tell me that I've been hard and I've been difficult with you. Forgive me. I used to cry and say that I am where I am because of you, and Allah Ta'ala will reward you abundantly in the Akhirat. His loss is not a loss to only the people of our country, but it's a loss for the entire world. That such personality Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had given to us, that we only understood him and knew who he was, then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will forgive us that we did not make the qadr and value him how he was supposed to be valued. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala fill his cover with nur, give him lofty position in the Akhirat, reward his family also for the sacrifices they had made, that they had seen Hafiz Sahib Rahmatullah Ali in this way making sacrifices of Qurbani. So that his desire and his wish was that every student benefit from his company when they come to him. Lastly, I remember he told me that in your madrasa, those who don't have the ability to learn, those who are very, very weak, it will be difficult for you to work and probably you will say them to go away. But those type of students, don't send them home, send them to me and inshallah they will learn something and they will come out something. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him abundantly and his fiyuzat and his barakat and Allah spread it to the four corners of the world. Alhamdulillah, in our madrasa we have some asatiza who are also fortunate to be his students. And alhamdulillah, the madrasa which is carrying on now, which is running now, there are many students here who are all his ruhani children. And inshallah, this fair and satkai jariya will continue till the day of Qiyamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him and his family. Jazakumullah.
السالك درب الصالحين يا أخ الإسلام أبنى الطالب.